It was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome to this special edition of Old Kentucky Tales, the only podcast that solemnly swears that none of its participants have ever used hashtag reptilian in a tweet. Today's title is, What If They Tweeted It? 10 Things Not Even Trump Would Tweet. A top 10 countdown of 10 of the most acidic political statements in Kentucky history. I am your host, Brent Taylor, Assistant Professor of History at West Kentucky Community and Technical College. And with me is the man who insists that a word is worth a thousand pictures. He is an Associate Professor of Communication at WKCTC, Jason Donner.
What did I say now?
A word is worth a thousand pictures.
That's true.
Because you are indeed in the communication biz. And yeah, you like have
words.
To say that kind of thing.
Yes.
In this episode of Old Kentucky Tales, the main event will be a special take on current events with an historical twist. 10 political statements from Kentucky's past that would have shut down the internet in the world of today. We will also hear reactions to the show from our Old Kentucky voicemails. And along the way, don't forget to support the fake history sponsors who support Old Kentucky Tales. The products are real, only the sponsorship is fake.
Save the roof and save money using asbestos fiber roof coating. The new Miracle Asbestos Compound stops leaks and prevents leaks. Available at Sears and Roebuck, 58 cents per gallon. Specially adapted for paper roofs, felt roofs, composite roofs, or metal roofs, being waterproof, fire and weather resistant, thick and gooey, and extra durable. Scientists say this amazing new discovery will soon be coating the roofs, cars, and raincoats of the future. Do not eat your asbestos.
All right, Jason. I know that we didn't really fully understand the long-term health implications of asbestos.
We didn't.
So we're putting it on the roof. But I've got an extra special question about this is, who in the world ever thought that having a paper roof sounded like a great idea?
I guess somebody without any roof. And they just had a lot of that path. That's where you start. I don't know.
I'm desperate.
So how long does that last? Yeah.
If you put this on there, it might last a long time.
Maybe that means something. We don't know what they're talking about.
I guess.
There's like rain.
A press board sort of thing, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But asbestos, a lot of things, though, they just sounded like great ideas. They were a miracle product.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now these products were very good at what they used to do.
Right.
But they just, as they turn out, not so good for health years and years down the road.
Right. We just don't know that.
Yeah. And we'll probably find some of ours that are going to do the same thing later on down the road, too.
Right.
We'll be
Can
you believe people used to keep cell phones in their pocket?
Right. Yeah. Well, people worried about that, too, didn't they?
One of these days, something like that will happen.
People ate bananas. They actually ate bananas. In 2018.
And they were so toxic.
Right.
And
they had
no idea. They had no idea that was going to do that to them. That's true. And we actually had no idea that we had a new phone call until this morning when we checked the messages, and we've got one. So
okay.
I hope this one's a little less crazy than the last one.
Uh-huh.
I don't really like these crazy people calling in. That makes me a little uncomfortable. But let's go to the phones.
Thanks for calling Old Kentucky Tales. For English, press 1.
Para español, marque 2 ahora.
For old-timely Kentucky talk, dial 3 on your rotary phone right now, y'all.
Your call is important to us. All of our historians, speech critiquers, and producers are currently unavailable. If you know your party's 4-digit extension number, you may dial now. For all other inquiries and comments, stay on the line and leave a message after the tone.
Good afternoon, Old Kentucky Tales podcast. I don't wish to give my real name, which will prove impossible for you to pronounce, so for simplicity's sake, you may refer to me as Constantinople. I am an artist. I work mostly in the spring months, as I have chosen a hibernation lifestyle, gorging myself through November, then sleeping all winter to regather my spirits. I started expressing myself artistically in my yurt, working mostly in Elmer's glue and uncooked macaroni. Then I started to do things with light bright that no one had ever seen before. Anyway, your podcast. You've managed to change the usually tedious and boring nature of learning about history and condense it down to a concise and tediously boring podcast. Bravo.
That Jason? Guy had some breathing problems.
Well, I think so.
He was struggling.
He was. it might just be that sort of artistic type. I can't decide
what
right
was
now.
That?
I just can't decide if I want to do some math or if I want to eat some chocolate cereal.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know that that was intended to sound exactly like a vampire. Maybe more of like an Eastern European person.
Yeah, which
but
is
it came out just
they...
like Brad Pitt Conversation with a Vampire? No.
Yeah, what was one of those?
Talking to a Vampire.
Maybe it was Dracula Dead and Loving It.
It did. It sometimes sounded like Brad. It sometimes sounded like the Count.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely think
it sounded really like just somebody really trying to think of something to say.
Well, he had a message.
Yes.
You know, actually, I think he was selling his artwork
right
on the air with us, just very subtly.
Trying to create a buzz.
That's what it was. Got to get this audience in here.
Do you like Count Dracula? Do you like, what do you like? Do you like the strawberry? Do you like the chocolate? Or do you like the booberry?
I tell you what, I've got a really boring answer to this.
Ah.
My mother would not let me have sugary.
I'm stunned.
She would not let me have sugary cereal.
Oh,
so I like a really sweet cereal to me is Raisin Bran.
Oh, because okay.
It's got the raisins in there.
I thought you were gonna say I like everything.
Oh yeah, like I could have gone the other way and rebelled.
I just
been, like,
gorge
it's
myself.
It's just like Fruit Loops all day
right.
long. Like, I've got,
you
like,
can't a, stop me, Mom.
I've got a bowl of them in my office.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true. That's
He's got
true.
Rice Krispies in his pocket.
Yeah, it's just loaded with them right now. It actually keeps your cell phone really dry and safe.
Oh, okay.
I recommend that you try it. I do. But now the moment we've all been waiting for.
The main event.
Round one. Jason, this is a very special edition. This is our bonus track. We are in uncharted territory. We have never done an 11th episode before.
Right.
And this one is seen as kind of a special topic because it relates so much to today.
Are we putting out a CD?
We
is
should.
Is that what this is?
I think
the
so.
The box set?
I think so.
The bonus track.
We could even get Todd to pay for the production of it and then we'll be in great shape. Right? So, our very special topic is a top 10 countdown of things that were said in Kentucky's past, but we're looking at them through the prism of what would it be like if they just tweeted it today.
Oh, okay. Well, they would be tweeting this.
Of course they would be.
If they were here now.
Either that or it's so acidic they couldn't tweet
well,
it.
Well,
I don't know.
Is there anything really, though?
There's
a lot of acid out there.
That's true, but
it's
every
sad,
once in a
really.
While somebody erases a tweet.
A little bit too much tweeting going mm-hmm. on.
And every once in a while somebody erases one because they think, uh-oh,
I
shouldn't have pressed send on that bad boy.
Right, yeah. It's too easy.
Mm. We've got 10 things here that I think maybe they, I don't know if they would have pressed send on it or not. We will only have to see. So let it begin. Number 10. I never get out of the way of a scoundrel. I never sidestep skunks. This is a man named John Randolph talking about Henry Clay. They had a big rivalry.
And Brent, you wanted me to do something?
Yeah. You're supposed to
you
do
didn't
the hashtag.
Say that part for the audience.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
But you're just going to jump in and
I'm going to try
it.
To do a hashtag. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, I will try to do the hashtag.
Okay.
I'll never get away with a scoundrel. I never sidestep skunks. Hashtag Pepe Le Pew.
Excellent.
That was a cute one.
That is a very cute one.
Okay. These are going to be really dumb and dated. Okay. I want you to understand.
D&D, baby.
They are going to be.
Excellent. That's all we ask for on this program. So this one's not so bad, is it? I never sidestep skunks.
To say about somebody?
Yeah, he's calling him a skunk.
Yeah, and a scoundrel. It's kind of like, yeah.
Now, I do have to say that in the 19th century, though, you've got to be careful even with something like this.
With skunk? Because,
oh, yeah, any kind of an epithet like this, because we're in the cultural mindset here where you can still be challenged to a duel.
Well, I thought that's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Right.
So you've got to be very careful. They actually did have it out at one point.
Tick off the wrong guy. Yep. He challenges you to a duel. Now what do you do?
You got to go through with
right.
it.
Right.
Or else you're just the biggest wuss in the world.
Or come up with something like, oops, was that today?
The closest thing you can do to that back then is have an understanding that this is a macho thing and you're not really there to shoot anybody. But it's always a little risky.
Well, act it out. You know, maybe this is something we should do publicly to promote this whole thing. Let's have a duel.
But what if you ever want to be governor? Then you're out.
I don't think that's going to be possible anyway. Maybe you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We just won't involve
Gerald. Is it too late for me to go to law school? I think it's probably too late. Don't have to be a lawyer to go to law, be the governor, but...
But it helps.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. Number 9. This was a woman named Madeline McDowell Breckinridge, who was one of Kentucky's early feminists. And she said, Kentucky women are not idiots, even though they are closely related to Kentucky men.
Hashtag old school snap.
Old school snap.
See? Very 90s related references coming out of me.
It's a show about history, so why not? All right.
The old school Jason, yeah.
So what do you think about this one? Tales. I mean, this, I think you could get away with saying this today pretty easily.
Sure. Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah. What if you turned it around, though?
It's not very nice.
So it's nice one way.
We're not getting into that, Brent.
But it's not nice the other way.
We're not getting into that, yeah.
All right. So we can see there's a little kind of poking the bear going on here with these statements.
Right.
Number 8. This is Andrew Jackson on Henry Clay.
He's always causing problems, wasn't he?
Oh, Jackson and Clay, big-time political rivalry. Jackson was a Democrat. Clay was a Whig. Just right from the start. They're both Westerners. Clay's kind of like a political insider. Jackson's a political outsider. There are many, many reasons why these guys would not like each other.
Sure.
They're just opposites in so many respects. So you can definitely expect nothing good here.
Fought in that war, this war.
That's Jackson.
You know, couldn't get along with anybody.
So Andrew Jackson on Clay. The basest, meanest scoundrel that ever disgraced the image of his God.
Hashtag tell me what you really think.
That's Jackson. For sure with Jackson, he's not afraid. He's not going to hold back at all. He would love Twitter, by the way. If any of these guys really adapted to Twitter, it would be Andrew Jackson.
Right.
Because he had a million of these. Now, turnaround is fair play. So we've also got number 7, Henry Clay on Andrew Jackson. He is ignorant, passionate, hypocritical, corrupt, and easily swayed by the basest men.
Hashtag get a room. What do I mean by that?
That's a great question.
For the duel.
Oh, okay.
For the duel.
Get a room with the dueling pistols.
Yes, they seem like, you know what, though? This brings up something actually kind of does happen. Sometimes you have two people seem to hate each other, like we do publicly. Yeah.
Right.
It's like
right.
The tension is just like, ugh.
But on the inside, there's a much fuzzier relationship.
Well, maybe, but certainly maybe a mutual respect. But what I was going to say is they have something to gain by both like taking each other down all the time. You see that happen too.
Oh, they're playing
mutually exclusive. You know, like oh, I'm going to rip on you in public.
You get the highly publicized Twitter war.
Yes.
I see.
Twitter war. That's it exactly.
Now, with these two guys in particular, I have the feeling that it's not so fuzzy on the inside. And the reason why I would say that is
yeah.
somebody once asked Andrew Jackson if he had any regrets. And he said that he only had two regrets, which is that he didn't shoot Henry Clay or hang John C. Calhoun.
Uh-huh.
And either that's more of the same shtick.
Right.
Or he really wanted to shoot and hang those guys.
He probably did. But there's still something to be gained by that energy, especially, I guess, nowadays.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. That's an interesting point for sure. Number six. So this is Abraham Lincoln describing James K. Polk, President Polk. He feels the blood of this war, which is the Mexican War, like the blood of Abel, is crying to heaven against him. So this is the biblical scene about Cain killing Abel and the guilt and all of that.
Right. That's not too rough. Yeah. I don't have a hashtag.
I'm hashtag sorry. Regular politics.
You do it.
Right. Okay. Hashtag another day at the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good old
so
Abe.
We don't think that one's too bad.
Abe was clever, though. He would spin a compliment along with a slam at the same time.
Or he could do a slam in a funny way.
Right.
And
yeah.
get away with it.
Yeah.
There's so many people who can't get away with it, but he was one who could. That's true.
I'll try to do that the next time.
Okay, we'll be on
backhanded
the lookout.
Backhanded compliment.
Those are always
in a funny
pretty
way.
Good, yeah.
Okay.
Number five, I never saw a man physically who so closely suggested the reptilian, Irvin Cobb on Governor William Goebel.
Hashtag Sleestack.
Sleestack? What's a Sleestack?
You don't know what that is?
I have no idea what a Sleestack is.
Okay. This is where one of those moments where I like disrupt the show with one of my meandering stories of childhood.
Okay.
But when I think of reptile people, okay. I think of Sleestacks. It's in there.
Is this a sci-fi movie?
No. It was a Saturday morning cartoons, okay? Picture
okay.
this.
Okay.
We're watching Saturday morning cartoons. And then a show came on called Land of the Lost. Remember the Land of the Lost?
I never saw that.
Really?
Is it dinosaurs?
Yes.
Okay.
A family goes down a river, ends up in the Land of the Lost with dinosaurs. But then there were these Sleestack people who were like the reptilian, the bad people. And, man, it just made an impression.
Okay, so I can definitely see the hashtag
if you're
there.
70s, 80s kid.
Yeah.
And Brent's just sitting here. He's like he's a child of 18. And he's like, he doesn't know, but Sleestack.
Okay. Hashtag Sleestack. Starting a new trend. It's trending now.
Yeah, once they hear it. Yeah. Tweet in or post on Instagram if you know what a Sleestack is.
Exactly.
See if that works.
Yes, I think so. Number four, this is Governor Goebel, who was definitely into it with a lot of people, on a fellow Democrat, which is John Sanford. And he called him Gonorrhea John.
I think the hashtag on that is Gonorrhea John.
That's
good enough.
It is its own hashtag.
That's good enough.
Yeah, definitely. That's a tough one. That's sort of like the little nicknames that we see nowadays, like Little Marco.
Well, Trump,
and
yeah,
Lion Ted,
yeah, the
Crooked
president
Hillary
has given, and other people too. But like he especially
Man.
Has made a thing out of labeling people,
yeah.
which sometimes sticks with them.
Sure, and in this case, that's a bad label to have stick.
That's
right,
the worst one.
I think so. And you can tell these are getting a little tougher. A lot of them have to do with William Goebel because that was a very contentious time. He actually was assassinated by his political enemies. He's the only governor in nationwide history to be assassinated in office.
Really?
And that's William Goebel.
Okay.
So this is William Goebel on one of his enemies, Jim Howard. I'm sorry. It's the reverse of that. It's Jim Howard on his death, on the assassination. His funeral has my hearty endorsement.
Yeah, that's cold, son.
That is very cold. Hashtag
right.
cold.
Hashtag cold. Yes. Happy now, I am.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah,
right
we had to talk about him sometime in depth.
Okay.
The only sitting governor in the United States to be assassinated.
That's him.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. And it's a quote by Brigham Young on a Kentucky guy, which is Zachary Taylor. Remember, the Zachary Taylor wound up with they don't exactly know what it was. It was a food poisoning, like a foodborne illness kind of a thing, perhaps. Okay. But Zachary Taylor is dead and gone to hell, and I am glad of it. Brigham Young.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm sure you got one over there. I thought Brigham Young was nice.
Yeah, I mean, isn't you wouldn't nice? Think like, yeah, you kind of like think, you think of like, you know, yeah. Mormons are sort of nice and soft spoken,
well,
and whatever.
Just like a religious person.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
okay.
So yeah, hashtag.
I'm just like running out of ideas.
Hashtag Old Testament.
Hashtag Old Testament.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like hellfire and brimstone kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Right.
All right. Cool. And then finally, dun-da-da-da, the number one in our top 10 countdown. This is George McClellan speaking about Abraham Lincoln. The president is nothing more than a well-meaning baboon. He is the original gorilla.
Hashtag King Kong for president.
Oh, that's it. You have definitely nailed it.
I wanted to do another cute one.
That is the cutest
of all.
So he's a
baboon. He's a gorilla.
Yeah.
What was King Kong anyway? Was he a gorilla? He
I
must
guess
have
he's
been.
A gorilla. You can't. There's King nothing
of the
smaller
apes.
Than a gorilla, is
right.
there in the gorilla world?
Nothing. You mean nothing bigger?
Nothing bigger. Nothing bigger, of course.
Right. Oh my God, everybody. Brent made a mistake.
That's true.
This is going to drive him nuts. That's the last part of the 11th bonus track. Okay.
Oh, we've got way more than that. We can just have Todd edit that out. No
oh, right.
big deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and let's... we've got to pay a few bills around here. This is from 1860. Asthma. For the instant relief and permanent cure of this distressing complaint, use Fence bronchial cigarettes.
Just suck it right in there.
Yeah, because...
Was there like medicine... In a cigarette? I mean, it would get it into your lungs.
I don't think
it doesn't explain how that's going to work.
People back then, and definitely the century before this, maybe it's persisting or something, but people used to have a pretty strong belief in medicinal tobacco.
Right.
That you could use it to cure things like asthma, bronchitis,
okay.
cancer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, right. Think of it in their terms, though, that they don't know, and it is something that they would take into their body. It's a plant,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of medicines might have been based on, and it's soothing, certainly.
Maybe there's a certain short-term sort of benefit.
Right.
Like it short-term temporarily benefit. Makes the asthma feel better
yeah,
somehow
that's,
to breathe
I,
it
I
in.
See that. Don't do that. But
no, we don't recommend this
But
at
in
all.
Those days... Okay. Right. I mean, these aren't all jokes. I mean, these people really believed that this would help.
Oh, they completely believed it, for sure.
Oh, and, don't say it. Don't,
oh,
don't
it's
you
time.
Say it.
It's time.
Don't.
Once again.
The takeaway.
Yeah, so out of all those things that people said and the
uh-huh.
reactions, and what do you think your takeaway would be?
Oh, I think this is a neat little thing you came up with, actually, because... I said this before on other podcasts here, but these historic figures, not ancient, they're still people. You know, they're still arguing. They're still trying to get elected. They're still trying to promote their agenda. And they're, you know, sometimes we kind of look back on those days as kind of a classical, wonderful day of our forefathers, but they were still just people competing against each other. To
oh,
get
yeah.
their political motives in place.
That's 100% true. And I think even if we've talked about it before, it's worth talking about it
oh,
again
yeah.
because it is so easy to forget. It's like Abraham Lincoln, for example. You
right.
you sort of put him in this pedestal where
oh, completely.
He could do no wrong and
right.
all this stuff. But of course, human. And they've
right.
got emotions and somebody ticks
yeah.
you off and you're going to react to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, they're
just
people.
They just didn't have Twitter yet was all that it amounted to. We have now turned to the final page of this chapter, but never fear, Old Kentucky Tales never fails to return. It's like one of those old movie monsters that just keeps coming back at you time and time again, like Dracula.
It does feel like that at times, yes.
Yeah. You can download even more episodes on iTunes or the NPR One app. If you like what you hear, please leave a review or rate us. We would love to know about that. If you did not like what you heard, you didn't make it to this point in the podcast anyhow because you hit the back button ages ago.
Yeah.
Special thanks to our producer, Todd Birdsong, the Paducah School of Art and Design,
goodbye,
WKMS, Brent. And the rest is not before the slogan is finished.
Oh.
History.
History.